Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala şerefil enbiye ve mürselin Muhammed Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem. Teslimen kesiren kesire. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said two things in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innama alhayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. About this dunya and the life of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly, the life of this world is deception. Illa mata'ul ghurur is nothing but deception. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the day of judgment, Dhalikal yawmul haqq. Allah said that day is the truth. That is not deception, that is the truth. Dhalikal yawmul haqq. Faman sha'a attakhadha ila rabbihi ma'aba. And the one who wants to make a way to his Rabb, let him do that. I remind myself and you of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu, where Nabi sallallahu said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the hellfire and he sent Jibreel salam to go and look at it. Jibreel salam went and looked at it and he came back and he said, Ya Allah, this is something which is so severe and it is so frightening that nobody will go into it. People will run away, far away from this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded it with shahwat. He surrounded it with temptations and with desires. And then he said to Jibreel salam, go look at it now. And when Jibreel salam went and looked at it, he said, Ya Rab, nobody will escape it. This is surrounded by so much of desire and so much of shahwat that no one will escape it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Jannah and sent Jibreel salam and said, go look at it. And Jibreel salam went and looked at this Jannah and he said, Ya Allah, this is so beautiful, so fantastic. Everyone will go into it. Nobody will not want this Jannah. They will all go into the Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded it with tests and with difficulties and with tough decisions. And then Allah said, now go look at it. And Jibreel salam went and he said, Ya Rab, I fear nobody will enter it because they will not be able to pass these tests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all tests and never to test us at all. I make this dua and I say, Allah, what is there to test? I am already accepting what I am. And you know that better than I do. So what is there to test? What we need is your forgiveness. So forgive me and forgive us to show your forgiveness. Let those who see, let them say that, oh, even such Allah forgives. To show your forgiveness, to demonstrate your forgiveness. Forgive us, not because we deserve it, but because you want to show how forgiving you can be. Because there is no one who forgives like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Nobody can forgive and nobody does forgive as Allah forgives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that this is the simple reality of this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us in doubt. Allah didn't leave us to guess. Allah didn't leave us to figure out for ourselves what is right and what is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His books. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us sent His final and last messenger, the Imam al-Anbiya, the Sayyidul Mursaleen, the seal of the prophets, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the last of His books, the criterion, the Furqan, Al-Quran al-Kareem. And after the coming of these two, the Kitab and the Sahibul Kitab, the Kitab and the teacher of the Kitab, nobody in the world can and will be able to say that they didn't know and that they were mistaken and that they could not be guided. The guidance has come. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say that the truth has come and falsehood has disappeared. And it is the nature of falsehood to disappear. So I remind myself and you that in the darkest of rooms, if you want to light it, if you want to remove the darkness, all you need is one candle. And the moment you light that candle, the darkness is affected. The darkness is reduced. The darkness is removed. But that happens only if the candle is lighted. It is the nature of light to permeate darkness. Darkness has no existence by itself. Darkness is the name given to the absence of light. And that absence of light is the light of Hidayah. So if we find ourselves in a situation where we are in darkness, then the thing to do is to light the candle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Al-Hud and in other places, where the Anbiya alayhi salam, they advised the people, they said, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. They said, make istighfar, apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent from what you have been doing, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and then turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two are the two steps, and they are intrinsically linked with each other, where we first become aware of what we are doing wrong, and then we undo that by making istighfar, and then we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning we stop doing that wrong thing and we do the right thing. That is it. So this whole life that Allah has given us, Allah told us, this is deception. What appears to be good in this life is not necessarily good. And what appears to be bad and difficult and painful is not necessarily bad, difficult and painful. So how do we decide whether the good is good and the bad is bad? How do you decide that? By looking at only one thing, which is, if this good is coming to us through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if the good is being spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then hadha min fadli rabbi. Then this good is inshallah the fadl of Allah. So whether it is wealth, whether it is power, whether it's authority, whether it is strength, physical strength, mental strength, spiritual strength, whatever it is, anything that is good, families and cultures and you name it, if that has come to us through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we are using it in accordance with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means in accordance with the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah al-musta'an, this is indeed good. This is indeed blessing. Wealth by itself is not a blessing. Health by itself is not a blessing. Political power and authority by itself is not a blessing. It's a blessing only if it is acquired and used in accordance with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is acquired and used and or acquired and or used in opposition to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is not good. It is a test and it can be the means of entering the hellfire. If wealth comes through deception, if wealth comes through corruption, if wealth comes through oppression, then this wealth is not the fadl of Allah, this is the azab of Allah. If so, all same thing with what we do with that wealth. The wealth may have been earned in a halal way, but if it is spent in a haram way, then this can lead to the hellfire. It can lead to punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also with health and power and so on and so forth. Similarly, poverty or difficulty or hardship, we ask Allah to save us from all of this. This also by itself is not a sign of anything holy or anything good. That also is a test. If that leads to asking from others other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that leads to corruption and deception and stealing, then that also can become the means of the punishment of Allah instead of reward. So the only criterion we see in this dunya is deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Dunya is deception. But in this deception, what keeps us on track is to see whatever is happening, is it in accordance with the orders of Allah or is it against it? That's it. So life is very simple. If we can do that, inshallah al-musta'an, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and there is success. Because Allah said, the day of judgment is haqq. There is no deception there. Their truth and falsehood will become clearly visible. No more games, no more deception, no more PR, no more advertising. There, the truth and the falsehood will be become completely clear. The only problem with that is, إِنَّ أَنْذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And Allah mentioned this, and He said that when the person who has denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who has insisted on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when on that day when he sees the reward and the result of his deeds, عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا, the عذاب will become close to him. When he sees that, he will say, I wish I was dust. Imagine the, it is an ayat of such despair, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us never to despair, and we will never despair from His forgiveness, inshallah. But I'm saying the person who has denied Allah, the one who has disobeyed Allah, the one who committed shirk and kufr, even when this person sees the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows there is no escape from that, he knows that that is it. And there he is not even asking for forgiveness. I mean, see the terrible tragedy of that. He says, I wish I was dust. I wish I had never been created. Even forgiveness he has given up. Even there he is not saying, oh Allah, forgive me. He is just saying, I wish I was dust. We ask Allah to save us all from this. And this is the reality. I remind myself and you, let us focus on our lives. We don't know how much is left. Whatever your age is, that is not an indicator of how much life is left. Just because I am 20 years old doesn't mean I have got another 80 years to live. Just because I am 80 years old doesn't mean I have got only 2 years to go. We don't know. It can be next minute, it can be next second. The time to change is right now. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to change, to make it easy for us, to support us, to help us, and to forgive us, and to keep us in the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we are resurrected. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the shade, of the office arsh on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, Allahumma adillani tahta arshuk, la zilla illa zilluk, yawman la zilla illa zilluk. O Allah, give me the shade of Your arsh on the day when there will be no shade except Your shade. We ask Allah for this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that we meet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we are given the sharaf and the honor of meeting him at his house. And we ask Allah to give the water of Al-Kawthar from his blessed hand. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind him, in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala across the sirat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter us into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab. We ask Allah for this for ourselves. We ask Allah for this for our parents and all those who have gone before us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for our children and all those who will come after us, and for all the Muslims of this world, whoever and wherever they existed and whatever time. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.